This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Almost 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on a very solemn day. Things were being reflective, trying to come up with some inspiration. There's no joy in Leadville here, for sure, when we look at the meaningless things that have happened. But then, of course, it seems they're meaningless because what happened to a lot of people seems to have no meaning. The people who died in vain for no good reason in terms of the practical side of it. But yet the impractical side of what we have, what we've reviewed, frankly, not only with the discussion of September 11th, but with the killing of JFK, there's some new information coming out about that that sort of puts a nail in the coffin of the Warren Report. Not that there wasn't already plenty of nails in it to begin with. But anyway, the things that we do to, get our minds off of this. So many people garden, for example, or take a drive or go for a swim or something just to get their heads out of all of this stuff. I'm going to have a hard time today getting away from this because I don't really think I want to get away from it. I want to be in memory mode. I want to have
very heavy day
people, right, who are around me. And I was thinking earlier, Jennifer, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here, by the way, with me as usual, the tribute or the 60 seconds of dead air, the silence. I was thinking of doing it earlier this morning, and then I didn't. And I thought it was more appropriate to do it at the time, actually 8:46 in this hour of the program. We're at 9 after 8 East Coast time right now, so in another half hour, 40 minutes or so. I wonder, as I do this, whether it is something that's worthwhile. Do people get it, or am I going to get a bunch of calls and say, what's the matter with you? You had dead air. Because that's always something. If I don't set it up properly, some program person will say, look at Stephanie screwing up again. And so that's the reason for doing it gets lost in the practicality of we can't have any mistakes in our world today. And so I still think I want to do it because I think that it is it's patriotic. It's just something that's respectful for these people and what happened on that day. And then again, I'm digressing a little bit going to the Kennedy thing, but there's a new book coming out from the guy who was on the running board who jumped to protect Jackie Kennedy when he was shot. And the story of the three shots, where they came from. This you may have seen some of you over the weekend, a replay of the dramatization of what happened the day that Robert F. Kennedy was, John Kennedy was killed. The guy who plays Oswald, I just realized this when I was looking at him, was one of the sons on Succession. I think his name is Powers. His acting name is Powers. John, is it John Powers? I think that's who it is. And I had not seen him. He looked a lot like Oswald, actually. But that whole thing, how that was, we were all flim-flammed by that. And it brings it, are we so susceptible? Is our country so free, even though we complain about not being we're more of a police state now, but are we so free that the kinds of things that happen because we're free? And if we weren't free, would these things happen? Would we have the porous borders that we do? That's something that comes to the surface as a directly related problem to September 11th, because those guys came in here undetected. Those 19 Saudis came in here and they did whatever they wanted. Nobody paid any attention to them. And then people say, well, what are we supposed to do? Check out every Saudi that comes to this country? And then, you know.
How about every person that comes to this country? I think we just have not learned anything.
No, we haven't. That's it. We haven't learned a GD thing. We're letting all of these people, and that's part of the focus from some of the critics as to what's going on the borders. We're just, it's like, it's a parade. That's what it is.
The people that have been caught that are on the terror watch list, and we think that we got them all, like, come on.
And then we sent them to Guantanamo, the ones that we knew were connected, and all we did was worry about whether they were being treated right or not. Huh? Well, there were a few people that got collected down there that weren't involved, and so they became casualties, I guess, of that scenario that existed back in the early to mid 2001 to 2004, let's say, in there. And then look at how long it took us to, because of the waste of time going into Afghanistan the way we did, and then diverting all of our you talk about impeachment. I think back to all of this nonsense, this stuff going on with Biden now and Trump before and Clinton. There's nobody in my mind that deserved to be impeached more than George Bush for what happened in Iraq, even though it's after the fact, sending all of our resources to a country that had nothing to do with September 11th. Nothing. Zero.
He was protected, however, because all of Congress.
Of course he was. Yeah, they all went with him. Even Colin Powell. Hillary Clinton, I can remember her saying what she said, and then afterwards, you know, she recanted it and said, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Well, that's what they all did. There was no good reason for it. None. Zero. Anybody with half a brain.
They knew people wanted to have.
They want a pound of flesh.
Well, not even revenge, but people wanted, and you know what, I agree, we wanted to make whoever planned this pay for it, and we were all sold a bill of goods.
Yep, we sure were. So now I'm deflected because I saw something over the weekend about the Soviet Union and how they are dealing with their enemies. This is not something that would happen in America. But the violent crime, the homicides that are going on here, and the fact that we just don't seem to be very interested in investigating or prosecuting the dangerous people that are in our country. Some of them come here from abroad. Some of them are here. But then we're almost paranoid about getting the wrong people. What happens if we get the wrong guys? So we let the bad guys go free because we're worried about whether there are any, you know, good guys mixed up in the mix. We have in our country, if some small business guy doesn't report a $700 transaction on Venmo, the IRS comes to his house or to his doorstep, his business, right? So we're ignoring violent criminals. We prosecute some of these hapless middle-class taxpayers. And once again,
and mouthy Republicans, don't forget them.
Yeah, right, like Tucker Carlson.
Well,
right?
He wasn't prosecuted, but a lot of the January 6ers are in there for 57 years.
Yeah. So, anyway, the exact opposite happens in the Soviet Union, where they take the bad guys and use them to get rid of the rest of the the Soviet version of this. Just to compare and contrast, who wants to live in the Soviet Union? Nobody does, but they have and this is not the way it would ever work here in our country, but they have a habit of imposing the harshest penalties for people who don't do what they're supposed to do according to the government. And a lot of the people that have been allies of Putin have been really bad guys. They're former KGB guys. They are criminals. There are some common criminals amongst the people that they've just let loose to go liquidate the enemies of the state. Now, I'm not suggesting we do that here. But there are a lot of people in Russia who call it progressivism to get rid of political opponents and people who are enemies of Putin and the regime.
You don't think we do that here? Hello?
Well,
Hello, how many indictments? Hello.
But do we do it to the extent, is it the same, is it outwardly the same? Inwardly, maybe it's the same sort of thing, but anyway, this has been going on in Russia, you know, since the 20s and the 30s. The Bolsheviks, that's how they get rid of anybody they've got in their way. They just get criminals that are in jail, they let them free, and they give them a name. You're free to go if you kill this person. That's kind of what they did. And, you know, that's, I bring it to the surface now because we don't stand for that, or do we?
We do. We're doing it now.
Yeah.
We may not be killing people yet, but you're putting people in jail or trying to.
Mm-hmm. Hoodlums and thieves.
There's a reason that Trump was always on the campaign trail. Remember, lock her up, and everybody was, oh, well, they didn't lock up Hillary Clinton. And Trump would say, that's not what we do in our country. We don't lock people up for being our political opponents, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so now, fast forward how many years, and we are trying to lock them up. I mean,
Well, there's some. You're talking about January 6th, and there are a few people in there that were guilty.
I'm talking about all the indictments against Trump, classified documents, you know.
Well, I mean, he's guilty of something, but who knows what it is.
Well, you don't know that.
I think he's guilty
of something. You just think that, and that's what they think.
I'm saying to be somewhat facetious to get you going, because that's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. He's got to be guilty of something. It's like O.J. They couldn't get him for killing his wife and that kid from the restaurant, so they got him for sticking a gun in the face of some guy at a collector's auction in Dallas.
Guilty of something, huh?
What are you guilty of?
I don't know, by speed sometimes. Law enforcement is supposed to be about finding the criminal. It's not supposed to be about looking for a person and then finding the crime, which is what we get into.
What happens? Yeah. Jay, what are you guilty of?
I was actually thinking the same thing, speeding. I drive on cruise control because I know I have a tendency to have a left foot. So it's just easier to drive on cruise control.
I don't do that. I have a heavy foot and I drive as fast as I can.
Oh, please, you read a book while you drive. I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's...
give me a break.
Wait a minute. That was the old days.
That's
not fair.
And argue with the police when you get caught. I can read this book.
I think it's time for... We'll curtail this conversation now that I'm the focus. It's 18 after the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. The September 11th, I was going to say celebration, no, it's the acknowledgement of what happened. We seem to be full of all kinds of really troubling memories here today, and so I might as well keep that going with a focus on Princess Diana's gowns that have been sold at auction. Wait till you hear how much they brought at auction. We'll get to that after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, 25 after the hour. Back to Princess Diana's gown. Say it again, Doug. Gowns. Why did I get stuck on that? So three of them sold at auction over the weekend for $1.62 million.
That is astounding. I still can't get over how young she was when she passed.
Yeah.
36.
A kid, 36 years old. A kid. And a life that was full of torment and trauma and stuff. She had two great kids. She had a jerk for a husband. I don't know much about... Uri Geller is friends with... Fayed, who just died a couple of weeks ago. And so he told me the story about him, Fayed, and his son, who was the one who was with Diana when they were killed,
mm-hmm.
And what that whole relationship was all about. According to the father, they were very solid, as it turns out. Anyway, so these gowns... None of these names mean anything to me, who designed them and who made them. Do they mean anything? Bruce Oldfield and Catherine Walker. I don't know. Who are those people?
No, but when you see them, you remember them. You remember her wearing them. Like the one red gown that was kind of like the off the shoulder. That was one that was very popular. She wore one to the Hot Shots premiere when she went to that film. The film premiere
with Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen was the star of that one.
Yeah, yeah. These dresses sold for $500,000 to $600,000 a piece. Good heavens, good Lord! Somebody's got some. But doesn't when they have these, they don't tell who buys them either, right?
No, and I always wonder, is it going to someone who is a collector? Is it going to be in a museum? Is it going
where's the
to
money?
Be reworn?
Yeah.
Where does the money go?
Where does the money? Where did the dresses? Who bought them? And where's the money? Is it being used for some? It looks to me like the fellow who sold the dresses, who owned them, in fact, wanted to raise money for a scholarship fund for art and design students.
Oh, that's okay. For a good cause.
Yeah, so that's okay. Yeah, that's good. And it's something to be touted. It's just, can we lighten it up a little?
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking about Chris Evans marrying this young lady, and you said that they've had a lot of fun over the last couple of years with videos about them just pranking each other.
Yeah, Alba Batista.
They look like a wonderful couple.
Have fun together.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Take a deep breath, folks. Let's all take a deep breath and contact the living. It's 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Today is Patriot Day. 22 years ago, the terrorist attacks on America took place. Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, began erupting yesterday after a 2-month pause. The volcano is in a national park on the Big Island. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory said the eruption was observed in the afternoon at the summit of Kilauea. The observatory reported gases released by the eruption will cause volcanic smog downwind from Kilauea. The alert level was raised to a warning status, and the aviation color code went to red. A newly found comet is roaring through our cosmic neighborhood for the first time in more than 400 years. The comet, roughly 1/2 mile in diameter, will sweep safely past Earth tomorrow, passing within 78 million miles. You'll want to look toward the northeastern horizon about 90 minutes before sunrise, near the constellation Leo. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud
the most important song that could be sung or performed or played today. I've said this 100 times. I've said it once. I'm not a fan of that as our national anthem, but it does get you into the mood. It gets you into that spot. It gets you into that place. It gets you your head wrapped around the things, hopefully, that are important. Everybody has a different way of thinking about patriotism and what's right and wrong and what's good and bad. I think
the continued fighting is so necessary.
Oh, my God.
We've said it before, and we'll keep saying it. When you go back to September 11th, 2001, and the aftermath of so much, and how Americans came together, we were truly united. Yeah. And all of those people who were traveling and grounded flights that could have easily, in today's society, probably could
have. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? We'll sue everybody. Yeah.
Well, not just that, but rent a car, and then the cars are gone, and then people are just stranded. Well, on that day in 2001, people came together. Strangers came together, and all connected, filled the cars up with as many passengers as it could legally fit, and then just basically did a road trip, stopping along the way to drop each person off, making sure that everyone was able to get home and hug their loved ones.
Yeah. I'm not even sure they worried too much about what was legal. They just stuffed them and took them. And, yeah, that's something that came out of September 11th, 2001 that was good for us. And so what do we have to show for it today? What do we have that we think about? So here's a problem that is, I think, an example of how messy and how serious the problems, the divisive problems are in our country. A friend of mine just sent me a note. She told me that Facebook had just blocked a post that she had put up warning about the situation with the climate change and the weather, and there are a lot of reports that have surfaced, not only this past weekend, but there have been a lot of these sorts of things coming about. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about this myself when I look at all of the hoopla about Hurricane Lee, and maybe this is appropriate. I find the overkill here, the crying of wolf, obnoxious. You know, Hurricane Lee is going to destroy the East Coast, blah, 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 blah. Well, Hurricane Lee is not going to destroy the East Coast. In fact, it's not going to hit the East Coast. So all this fear-mongering for no real payoff. Now, did they know that for sure? No. Is it good to warn people? Yeah. But it's the degree, it's the tone, it's the complete overkill of stuff. The fury that's going to hit the United States, and the words, the choices of words that are used are dangerous.
Yeah, and also the potential of what comes after a hurricane, storm surges. Like, for instance, with Lee.
Well, there may be some of that.
It's the rip currents that are going to be coming to the East Coast that people need to be aware of if they're going to hit the oceans.
Right. Don't go to the beach. So the last time I heard, it was short of Category 3 status. I don't know whether it has strengthened to Category 4. Has it? It is way out in the middle of the Atlantic. It's taken a curve to the northeast so that it may bounce off the coast of Canada. But other than that, the East Coast is not going to get this. And so anyway, this friend of mine posts a report about global warming. And I actually saw this report over the weekend, and I meant to bring it up. So this is a good time to bring it up. I'm so lost in the business of September 11th, which is appropriate for sure. But there is a real strong current, pardon the pun, that has, I mean, I suppose it goes back to Al Gore, and maybe it goes, well, it didn't just, Al Gore was the representative at the time, but there's plenty of this stuff that's been going on for as long, never mind as the weather has been reported. But as you go back and look at the core samples of the Earth and what they can find out about the weather patterns, what's cold, what was cold and hot, and you know the kinds of ice ages that we went through in the history of the planet, this stuff has all happened over and over and over again in the history of the planet. So she posts.
Happening.
So listen to this, Jay. So this friend posts on Facebook this story, and what, not just, there were no conclusions, just here's the story. And she gets blocked. And
like the
they
entire
tell,
account, not just that post.
Her account is shut down. Yeah, she's blocked, and it's false information. God, this is part of the problem that we have let ourselves fall into in the age of know-it-allism. And so we don't have news media, we have know-it-allism. And Zuckerberg is such a control freak, he's such a fanatical, he's a bad guy. And he has so much power, so much influence over what people think or what may or may not be considered to be the facts of a situation. This is a fact. This planet has been going through these changes for eons, for millennia, for billions of years. And yet, when somebody posts it, these ass wipes at Facebook, they say it's false information. How the hell do they know that? They don't know that.
There's so much false information that all is always going around.
Everywhere.
Why is this the one that gets flagged? And, yeah. And it is. Like you said, Doug, this has been going on for more than a millennia. And it will keep going on. Are humans maybe not helping?
They're not helping
any,
no. Right,
that's
yeah.
true, too. You
yeah.
know, like there
yeah.
are a lot of things that we could do to
maybe
not
wake up
increase
here.
The speed of all of this. But it is yeah. going to happen. And both things can be true. It's important to recycle and do a lot of stuff. But know what you are doing. Know what you're recycling. A lot of times people send stuff to the recycling bin not realizing the actual process of recycling and the fumes that sends back into the air, where there are other alternatives of recycling things, like artists. They might take your recyclables and create something magnificent out of it.
Yep.
Or you can create a flower vase out of something.
Yeah.
Don't use single-use plastics, and then that's not something you have to even worry about recycling.
And then there are all of the people who are saying, look what's happening to the earth. There's a big earthquake in Morocco over the weekend, 1,400 people dead. And they don't have the same kind of infrastructure in that country as we do here. So more people would die just because they don't have a strong central government. And they have it's a kingdom. It isn't really it's a kingdom, it's a country, but the king is the all-powerful ruler there, and the family is not that tuned in to what's going on, frankly. They don't have to be because they have control of all of the sources of wealth. Anyway, so a couple thousand people hurt, but the point here is that it was devastating and horrible, and Joe Biden said, I'm deeply saddened at the loss of life. Okay, so Joe, why aren't you deeply saddened by all of the problems? Or maybe it's fine for you to be deeply saddened by it, but how about you get off your butt and we do something about the real serious problems here that require leadership?
It seems like there's more immediate comments on
about
world
stuff like this.
Issues
yeah,
rather than
right.
what's happening
what's going
right
on
here,
in
our home. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
How long
yep.
did it take for him to even acknowledge, really, what was going on in Hawaii?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right. So, and I'm not, this is not the problem isn't Democrat or Republican with him. It's competency versus incompetency. That's all. And then you look at the control, the political control that that group has, and same with the Republicans. They want to control everything. So, all right, what's going on with this guy, Daniello Cavalcante?
Ha, the crab walker?
Yeah. he's apparently changed his looks. He altered his appearance and has eluded the authorities still. He's driving a stolen van. Well,
they
I guess they found
him
the van.
On security cameras.
Yeah.
Different security footage keeps capturing him. Some people have, I think, called tip lines saying that they saw him in this area or this area. And people are being told, do not engage, do not go up to him.
Of course not.
Very dangerous.
No.
But just the fact that he still.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
He's stolen a van over the weekend.
Yeah. Extremely. I like this. Like, we don't know this. He's on the loose, and we should consider him extremely dangerous. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, and at this point, too, he's probably working with other people in his posse or whatever, like two former co-workers, I believe, he's known to have tried to contact. I'm sure there are people in his I don't want to say organization, but in his group, in his life, that he can reach out to for assistance.
Yep. All right, let's go back to September 11th, shall we, and spend a moment or two. As I said, I felt we ought to have a moment of silence, or at least a moment of reflection. I think that we'll have, so that we don't give the willies to program people on the hundreds of stations that carry this program, I will have an appropriate sounding of taps that I think will help us to remember. I'm at the exact moment now of what happened on September 11th, 2001. We actually have some audio of that, not that it's necessary at this point from me. But I do think that we ought to give some time to our thoughts, not only of that day, but what's going on today in our country.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Meet Joe A, Hi. Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Glenn.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, here we are. It's 53 after the hour. It's time for us to focus on film and television. Chuck Curry is off today dealing with things in his business. So, here we are, Jay, you and me, left to our own devices. And we could probably talk about the weather here if we wanted to. Let's do it. You know what? We need a good disaster movie. Not the Meg, but we need, remember the day after tomorrow?
Twister. Oh, yeah, the day after tomorrow is a good one. That's good. What's the one with the rock and the volcanoes? Oh, no, wait.
That's San Andreas.
San Andreas. Yeah. Yes. Right. What's the one, Tommy Lee Jones?
Oh, that was Anne Heche was in that. Yeah,
that's
the lava.
Good one.
Eats up Los Angeles.
It was called Volcano.
Volcano, it was. Yeah, that was a good movie.
That was great.
Yeah, we need some more disaster movies. After all, it makes life better for all of us. All right, Anna Kendrick is in the entertainment news today. She said she was heartbroken to miss the world premiere of her new movie that she directed, but she wouldn't. It's called Women of the Hour at the Toronto Film Festival, but she decided not to go in solidarity with the SAG after strike.
Yeah, well, I don't think she actually could go. I think it's against the rules for her to even promote this. So, and it's her directorial debut. This is a huge feat.
Big
and
thing.
Something that I think a lot of actors who want to jump into directing, when they get that first shot, that's so big. And she misses out on being able to really celebrate that and be at this world premiere.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something going around. I heard a story earlier on about why it is that the strike is going on as long as it has, because there have been three strikes. One of them, the directors, one of them, the actors, and then the writers. But the directors solve their problem immediately because they know how it works, and they have good leadership. Apparently, and what's her face? Who's the president of SAG-AFTRA? What's that actress's name?
Oh, Fran.
Fran Drescher, yeah, right. She apparently is a loose sprocket someplace.
Well, she took a lot of heat when, I believe, was it when the strike first started happening, and she was on, it was deemed that she was on vacation,
but
she was actually somewhere that was already planned. It was a work engagement, but she still posted photos that were like, when you travel, even for work, there's still some play. You work hard, you play hard.
Yeah.
And she just was seen in photos.
Well, but I'm not sure she's
relaxing.
But I don't know that she is intellectually stimulated enough to see all of the sides here.
Well, she's not going to keep the presidency. There, I can't remember the name of the person running against her.
New.
But yeah. I think that I do think that she's going to get pushed out and somebody else will be elected.
But in the meantime, these people have been on strike for, 110 days or more? They haven't got even some of them enough to eat. Maybe the problem with her is that she's too fixed. And in any negotiation, you got to be flexible. Not that you want to give away the store to these guys that are trying to control, you know, the AI thing, and that's one issue.
But also the wages. Nobody is guaranteed to work. Even if you're in SAG-AFTRA, you're not guaranteed to have a role in anything. But if you do, if you are a working actor, you should be making enough to make ends meet to
have your
health insurance.
Yeah, both my son and my daughter-in-law have certainly made careers in the business, but they've now both gone off into another direction. Sophie's mother is a very well-known producer of some really important television programs, and her father is a writer of some very successful movies. And she followed in the footsteps, but Brendan was also a writer, and they would have insurance when they were working. Like if Sophie was working as a producer on the set of the Reba show, for example, she was entitled to all the benefits. And Brendan, when he was writing, correcting scripts, bad scripts, for various shows and movies, he was entitled to insurance and benefits. But when they're not working, they got nothing. They've got a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can't not have insurance. They weren't so concerned about themselves as they were about their baby. So they had to go down a different street. Sophie has become a designer and very successful at it. And Brendan's has finished his master's degree and is working in a school as a counselor. And they all have great benefits and they're able to take care of their family. But is it as colorful as working in the business? No, but it's security, which is, in this day and age, not easy to get.
No, it's
not. And that's what they're fighting for, frankly.
Especially to be able to only work one job and get that, where people have to work multiple.
So I get what they're talking about. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we have a lot of things to think about during the day today, so please do yourself a favor and think about if you have a chance, go to the Paramount Plus website, see the 60 Minutes coverage of this from last night. 60 Minutes last night did a very good job of looking back into the September 11th fiasco. 59 past the...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.